The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, December the 8th, 2014. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 28th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we try to serve up some historical dates for what was the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included the BBC and a whole slew of others covered the DNA findings of the corpse of Richard III, recently found under a parking lot. DNA passed down along the maternal side matches that of living relatives, but genetic information passed down along the male side does not, meaning at some point in the chain between Edward III and either Richard III or the 19th century gentleman against whose DNA this investigation matched, someone got cuckolded. In other words, someone's mom had a baby daddy who wasn't her husband. Oh, and the DNA also showed that Richard had blue eyes and was born with blonde hair. Broadway World ran a photo flash first look at Much Ado About Nothing by Shakespeare Theatre of New Jersey, featuring its post-World War II setting. Huffington Post ran a story on using Shakespeare to rethink brand language in an over-visualized world. Flavor Wire ran a story on 45 transgressive spins on Shakespeare, past and present. I would have loved to have seen some of these. The Shakespeare blog ran a story covering the theater company Cheek by Jowl's decision to digitize and make available to the public some items from productions of the past. They're just getting started, but there are some prompt scripts and production photos up there. Pantograph.com ran a story on the passing of Cal Prittner, founder of the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. The Encinitas Advocate ran a story on the announcement by Intrepid Shakespeare Company regarding making Encinitas its permanent home just outside of San Diego, California. The Christian Science Monitor ran a story covering the surging popularity of Shakespeare in China, following a sold-out tour of Midsummer Night's Dream and the launch of a Chinese publishing house translating the collected works into Mandarin. Broadway World covered Orlando Shakespeare Theater's announcement of their 2015 season, including a 1950s set, The Merry Wives of Windsor, and Henry V. The Camden Shakespeare Festival announced its 2015 season this week, saying that A Midsummer Night's Dream and Macbeth are on tap for next summer. American Theatre ran the announcement of the Hudson Valley Shakespeare for their 2015 season, including The Winter's Tale and A Midsummer Night's Dream. Newsminer.com previewed what was then the upcoming production of Two Gentlemen of Lebowski by Fairbanks Shakespeare Theatre, a mashup of Two Gents of Verona and the cult film The Big Lebowski, which ran in Fairbanks, Alaska. New York Theater Guide announced the upcoming off-Broadway production of Romeo and Juliet by Shakespeare in the Square next month in Washington Square Park. 7 Days Vermont ran a story on the upcoming staged reading of Will, a play about Shakespeare by John Glasgow, directed by John Nagle of the Vermont Shakespeare Company. Broadway World previewed the upcoming production of As You Like It by Australian Shakespeare Company to run from New Year's to mid-March at the Royal Botanical Gardens in Melbourne, Australia. The Lower Hudson Journal News previewed A Midsummer Night's Dream by Armonk Players, set in modern-day Las Vegas, and running in Armonk, New York, through next weekend. What's on Tap previewed The Tempest by the Shakespeare Theater Company, running at Harmon Hall in Washington, D.C. through early January. And finally, Sacky Sack Sack, I Love Sack! The Telegraph ran a story on Will Ferrell's recent announcement that he'll be starring in a comedy set in the intense, competitive world of a Shakespearean theater company. There's no title as of yet, but might I suggest Bards of Glory.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down, down into my belly.
Let's take a look back at the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On December the 2nd, 1995, novelist, essayist, and dramatist William Robertson Davies passed away. When he graduated from Oxford in 1938, his thesis was entitled Shakespeare's Boy Actors. Later, he would also publish a book, Shakespeare for Young Players, and in the 1950s, he was instrumental in the founding of the Stratford Shakespeare Festival of Canada. On December the 3rd, 1368, Charles VI of France was born. Also known as Charles the Beloved and Charles the Mad, he was the French king during the Hundred Years' War, and more importantly, during the reign of Henry V. His daughter Isabel was the wife of Richard II, and his daughter Catherine would become Henry's wife. Charles would sign away the inheritance of the throne to his son in the Treaty of Troyes, which named Henry King of France upon Charles' death. Of course, Henry would die 2 months before Charles. On December the 6th, 1421, Henry VI was born. Within 9 months, he would be King of England when his father Henry V died of dysentery in France. On December 7th, 1545, Henry Stuart was born. He was the king consort of Mary, Queen of Scots. His son would be James VI of Scotland, who would later succeed Elizabeth and become James I of England in 1603. And on December the 8th, 1542, Mary, Queen of Scots, was born to James V of Scotland. As you might remember from, well, you know, just a few minutes ago, her son would be James VI of Scotland, who would later succeed Elizabeth and become James I of England in 1603. And that was your week in Shakespeare. Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, December the 8th, 2014. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.